I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Nolan McGraw.
The Ravens are happy to be sitting at 4-5 after their third straight victory, but it wasn't a perfect afternoon in Minnesota. One area of concern came from the offense and their continued struggles to convert inside the red zone. They settled for 3 field goals in the first half before finally finding the end zone on their second drive of the third quarter.
We need to be scoring touchdowns down there, and we're good enough to do it. It's a combination probably of putting our guys in the best position we can with, you know, great plays and creative things to do. You got to run the ball in the red zone. That's really important. And then you got to do things right down there and find a way to get open.
There's John Harbaugh on the offensive shortcomings. Baltimore has converted just 50% of their red zone trips into a touchdown this season, which is the 6th worst rate in the league. And later tonight in College Park, Buzz Williams and the Terps will return to the court for a matchup against Alcorn State. Pre-game coverage here on The Fan gets rolling at 6, followed by tip-off at 7. This Fan Flash is sponsored by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, you could get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon. Schedule your quote right now at windownation.com. From the Bob Bell Kia Nissan of Essex Weather Center, partly cloudy and windy, highs around 40. I'm Nolan McGraw, Terps, O's, and your home for the most Ravens coverage. 105.7 The Fan.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show. 105.7 The Fan.
As you heard during Nolan's update, Terps tonight at home taking on Alcorn State. Alcorn 0-3, Maryland 1-1, losing to Georgetown this past Friday. 11-0 run start the game, and it's kind of the difference. Maryland had two stretches where Georgetown extended. Terps couldn't fight themselves back into the game. They had a hard time putting the ball in the basket. Joining us now to talk about Maryland. Still too early to get any absolutes, but you got Alcorn, and then you have Marquette coming up later in the week, and then Mike Loxley's football team. They've lost 5 in a row. Big underdogs at Champaign. Taking on Illinois, 15.5-point dogs as well. Here to talk about both subjects, recruiting for both sports. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline from TerrapinTimes.com. Dave LaMonaco. Dave, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing all right. And Dave, we'll start with basketball first on the men's side. And looking back to Friday night's game past, the gold rush. That at the Xfinity Center, Terps had a hard time putting the ball in the hoop. 19% from beyond the arc, 25% from the floor. They have been hitting their free throws, and they get to the line a lot, 80-plus percent against the Hoyas. But as we look at a team, and we have Buzz Williams on yesterday, and he's still trying to find that magic formula, but are we going to see a team that might not be as bad as they were 2 years ago shooting from the perimeter, but certainly not going to approach the Crab 5 level of perimeter firepower here?
Yeah, well, this is kind of what we said in the preseason, right? They were going to have to win games like 50-48. I think I kept saying that. Yeah, it's not going to be too pretty. Coit's been able to shoot a little bit, which is that's been a little bit of a surprise. But yeah, the rest of the guys have got to find their shooting strike. You hope that Darius Adams, the freshman, can sort of step up and start to hit some of those as he gets more comfortable. But yeah, right now you're looking for shooters and you're looking for ways to generate points besides, drawing contact and getting to the free throw line, which is good. It's good that they're able to do that, but you got to be able to generate points in other ways besides just getting to line.
Now, John Harbaugh would rather talk injuries than Buzz Williams, it seems, with their respective teams. But Miles Rice is back, didn't start on Friday against the Hoyas. Should we expect to see? We're still waiting on Solomon to get himself back into the mix.
Yeah.
But are we starting to see maybe what the rotations are going to be like moving forward here? As Marquette looms, then conference play will be here before you know it, as Buzz is just looking to find some sort of chemistry within the squad right now.
Right. And that's what a lot of, especially for a team that has 15 new guys, it's going to take a little while for these guys to develop chemistry. It doesn't help that Solomon Washington's out, probably will be for another month plus, just with that foot injury that he has there. But Miles Rice, I don't know how many Terps fans remember him playing at Indiana, but he did have some, he wasn't the smoothest ball handler out there. So he's going to have to sort of improve that a little bit, because he's going to have to be your primary ball handler along with Coit. You don't want Darius Adams doing that, which they've had him. He's more of a natural too. So you want him there. You hope that Rice can sort of pick it up, not have four turnovers like he did against Georgetown. And Coit's going to have to play more than even I originally thought, just because he's probably the best ball handler on the team right now. So you're sort of seeing Coit and Rice are probably going to be sharing time at the point. And then, you've got Adams, Mills rotating through at that second spot. And then obviously Payne, Saunders underneath. And then some of the other guys coming in behind them, like Turkson and some of the deeper backups.
Now, Dave, before we transition into football here, Guillermo Del Pino, and I know he had a great summer, helping, his team win some European stuff over there. But, boy, needs to get in the weight room. And he at Georgetown, you could tell it's like man versus boys, the limited minutes he was out there. How's this going to play out for him his freshman season? As the games start to progress, will his minutes decrease? Because he barely played after the opening tick last Friday.
As well, he should not have. I honestly can't believe that they burned that guy's shirt. Maybe if Washington was healthy, they wouldn't have. I could have sworn they would have redshirted him this year. He's not ready. I mean, he did some good things over in Europe, and he's got some potential, but he needs a year to get in the weight room and to get ready for this level. I think maybe Buzz was rewarding him for the work he put in practice. That's why he started against Georgetown, but he was clearly overmatched. And that was a good time. Good job by Georgetown quickly identifying the weak spot and going right at him. He only played 2 minutes, and, he'll probably play against Alcorn State tonight. He'll probably play against a couple more of the Patsy teams. But high majors, you're not going to see him in the rotation, I don't think.
Dave, what was your opinion of the Rutgers game?
Oh, what was yours then?
I had a delay button earlier on one of my comments.
Yeah. It was embarrassing. What more can you say? I mean, this program has come off the rails. It really has. Now, Loxley just had his press conference, keeps saying the right things. Somebody flat out asked him, should he still be the head coach of the University of Maryland? He says yes. They asked him why, and he kind of just looked flustered and was like, well, I'm the head coach of the University of Maryland. It's just there's not too much more I can say about it. Fans know. Everyone sort of knows. Jim Smith knows, the athletic director. It's just, can they afford the buyout? Can they get this thing done? Because it's right. The kids are still playing hard for him. That's great and all, but at the end of the day, you need to have some results, and they're just not getting it. I mean, you can't lose to a team like Rutgers, which has no NIL money, is their program's basically like as mediocre as it gets, and then you go out there and lose by two touchdowns, and it should have been more with the mental mistakes they made. It's just it was literally embarrassing. It was kind of embarrassing to be a Maryland fan, to tell you the truth.
Dave, what is the buyout? Because more than likely, I mean, Illinois is real good at home. Michigan's won three in a row. And then they got Michigan State in at Detroit at the Lions Stadium. So there's a good chance that they could finish out losing eight in a row.
Yep. Just like, did they lose eight in a row last year or seven of eight or something like that? So, yeah, nothing's really changed. Now, Locksley will keep saying, you know, you got 64 new players, but, you know, other programs have figured it out, and it's always something new every year that it's last year the offensive line's not working. Then you got, you know, freshman quarterback and new players this year. It's always going to be something. That's their downfall. And the one factor that remains is that they haven't been able to figure it out, and other programs have. And after 7 years, they're looking like there's got to be a change here. So, yeah, if they win one more, maybe they can beat Michigan State, which is sort of fallen on hard times up in Detroit. Maybe they can scratch that one out. You know, whoop-de-doo, you get the five wins. and it's not, I mean, if you want to call that progress, getting the four or five wins, I mean, I don't know what planet you're living on. It's definitely not a Division I college football. So
what's the buyout, Dave?
13.5.
13.
No. Yeah.
Now, how difficult, you know, does that seem like, because all these other places, Auburn, you know, Florida, all these other places, you know, that hasn't been an issue. How big an issue is $13 million going to be to buy him out?
They're going to have to get creative if they're going to have to either work it out something where they can pay it over several years or something like that, because, you know, Kevin Plank's not giving them that money. Barry Gossett's not giving them that money, the boosters, for that kind of thing. They don't have the amount of, unless somebody steps up, unless some booster that we don't know about steps up and can contribute to that, it's going to be hard to do. Now, there's been a lot of clamoring. A lot of boosters are angry. We'll see if someone steps up and gets it done. But right now, the main guys that typically give money, we've heard, are not giving money. So it's harder than it is at like a Penn State, where you've got a ton of guys that are like, okay, we're done with this.
That was Adidas did that.
Yeah. Right. But Maryland doesn't have that luxury. 13.5 is really not that much in the grand scheme, but it's Maryland. So that's sort of what we're looking at right now, is if they can figure out a way to maybe be creative with it, work out some sort of payment plan, maybe they could do it, but we'll see. There's a lot of clamoring with Jim Smith right now. A lot of boosters are calling him not happy, and we'll see if.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I think it's done.
He wasn't the one that asked that question to Loxley about why are you the football coach? Well, he's Jim Smith, by the way. He's Dave LaMonaco from TerrapinTimes.com. Dave, what's happening on the website? You know, recruiting's always fun. I know Zion Ely posted on InstaFace him in three different uniforms. And I know Baba Booey's going to commit basketball-wise. Doesn't look like it's Maryland, as it could be Arkansas or another Nike school. But other than that, what's happening at TerrapinTimes.com?
Yeah. Yeah, you pretty much hit it. Yeah. The five-star recruit, Baba Oladutin, I think that's how you say it, from Arkansas. He's probably going to – or not from Arkansas, but he's probably going to go to Arkansas, the small forward, five-star guy, looking like a Calipari kid, maybe Kentucky and Maryland sort of sitting in third or fourth place. They're just not, they just don't have the Nike money. They're an Under Armour school. The kid's a Nike kid. So probably going to end up at one of those places. And then, you know, Zion Ealy, we'll see. The kid's been all over the place. Our guess from the beginning was that he would end up elsewhere. If he goes to South Carolina, so be it. Maryland football's got bigger problems than worrying about one five-star defensive end. But beyond that, there's really not too much going on in recruiting. Maybe they'll get, maybe football will get one or two more three-star guys or something like that. There's a couple percolating around, like LeVar Keys, things like that. But I haven't heard anything major earth-shattering.
He's Dave LaMonaco, TerrapinTimes.com. Dave, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave.
There's Dave. A lot of positivity coming out of College Park on this Turn It Up Tuesday.
Just kind of like the AFC North.
That's right. We'll come back, catch up with Nolan McGraw. He's nothing but sunshine and rainbows. You don't want to miss that. NFL lunch at 1 o'clock. Feeble Five. We're the five worst teams in the National Football League through 10 weeks. And then Jerry Palm talk college hoops, national, and, of course, college football. As, you know, Ohio State, it's theirs to lose, but did Fernando win the Heisman Trophy at Happy Valley last week.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.